Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, breaking news. First Lady Melania Trump just sent Hunter Biden a letter threatening to sue him over his Epstein remarks. And I'm just going to say it. Hunter Biden is an actual hero. His response in this episode of Andrew Callahan's Channel 5 show is brilliant. You know, this administration and the Trump family is uniquely litigious, meaning they're always doing lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. And I'm so sick of people bending the knee or operating within the Trump family framework. They do it with trade deals too. Like, Trump will do these arbitrary 90-day deadlines, and people will fall over themselves to try to follow these deadlines. Like, get out of here. Why are we playing by his rules? The same thing with these insane lawsuits. He sued ABC. He sued Paramount, CBS. Over and over, he sues these stations to try to scare them or intimidate them or do anything. And people fall for it. That's why I like Hunter Biden's approach here. Let me just back up and lay the groundwork. To start off, Andrew Callahan on the left runs a channel called Channel 5. It's really brilliant. He does a lot of great reporting and journalism. And he released an episode a few weeks back where he's interviewing Hunter Biden. In this Hunter Biden interview, they have a great chemistry. And Hunter Biden begins to talk about Melania Trump, Jeffrey Epstein, and Donald Trump. I'll play the clip.
According to his biographer, is that Jeffrey Epstein introduced Melania. That's how Melania and the First Lady and the President met.
Really? Yeah. Epstein made the intro.
Yeah, according to Michael Wolff. Yeah. And so I only can go by what people are saying, and I don't...
Okay, so first of all, Hunter Biden very clearly caveats there. Hunter Biden uses the words, according to this biographer, this is what happened. Hunter Biden is not making a claim that he knows information. He's not making a hardcore claim. He's saying, according to this biographer. So that in and of itself should be enough not to get sued. But Melania Trump took it to the next level. A few weeks later, after the first video got millions of views, Andrew Callahan has Hunter Biden back on his show, and they decide to actually show the letter. I can't see the whole thing, but I'll read what I can. It says, demand to retract the false, defamatory, and lewd statements about the First Lady of the United States of America. Dear Mr. Biden, this law firm serves as litigation counsel for the First Lady of the United States, Melania Trump, hereinafter referred to as Mrs. Trump. Blah, blah, blah. Correspondence relating to this matter, my attention. Okay, I can't read what's going on from there, but let's watch this clip. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. I'll also link Channel 5 and Andrew Callahan at the top link in the description. We are growing uniquely fast, and it's because we are punching back at MAGA media and really not taking any prisoners. So if you want to help us get to 1.5 million subscribers, then check below. I appreciate you all. And check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, the day of presidential litigation has arrived. It's lawsuit time. In my hand is a legal demand letter addressed to Mr. Hunter Biden from the First Lady of the United States, demanding a retraction of Channel 5's video called Hunter Biden Returns, in which Mr. Biden here makes some speculative comments about the relationship between Jeffrey Epstein, Melania Trump, and Donald Trump.
Okay, well, they knew each other well. They spent an enormous time together. According to his biographer, is that Jeffrey Epstein introduced Melania. That's how Melania and the First Lady and the President met.
Really? Yeah. Epstein made the intro.
Yeah, according to Michael Wolff. Yeah. And so I only can go by what people are saying, and I don't know.
He didn't make these claims out of nowhere. They come from another journalist named Michael Wolff, who is a biographer that actually spoke to Jeffrey Epstein. But now here we are. And I've got a $1 billion document in my hands because Mrs. Trump is seeking $1 billion in damages if we don't take the video down. And if Hunter here...
Wait, hold up. We got another part of the... Let me read this right here. I just find it very, very interesting. You have to comply with the above by August 7th of 2025. So they didn't comply. Mrs. Trump XXX has no alternative but to enforce her legal and equitable rights, all of which are blah, 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 not waived, including by filing legal action for $1 billion. All right, sorry, I just wanted to read that to you all.
Don't take the video down. And if Hunter here doesn't issue a formal apology to Mrs. Trump. So now we're here maybe to give you the platform to apologize to the First Lady for your statements that you made about her possible connection to Jeffrey Epstein.
Fuck that. That's not going to happen.
Hunter Biden, 2028. Obviously, I say that in jest. Gavin Newsom and Pete Buttigieg, there are a lot of candidates who are really stepping up to the plate. But Hunter Biden should continue to go out there because the Democratic Party needs this level of strength. My friend just texted me, could you imagine if Chuck Schumer had gotten sued, or sorry, threatened to be sued by Melania Trump? He would probably send out a cringe tweet, do a dance, and then end up complying with the lawsuit without saying anything. It's so true. A lot of Democrats, not all, there's a lot that we interact with and that we do rallies with and we talk to that are amazing. But man, some of the Democratic leaders are just uniquely weak in the sense that they always comply by Donald Trump's framework or follow his rules. And here's how it's inequitable in a way. So when Donald Trump has to go through some sort of, you know, lawsuit, or he overturns an election, the whole time he steps outside of the framework of the legal system. He shits on the judge. He attacks the law clerk. Over and over, he is just an asshole who will not comply and says it's all fake. Meanwhile, when Trump reverses the cards and sues ABC, for example, they don't step outside of the framework. They don't kick and scream and call the judge names and make fun of the judge's daughter like Trump did. And I'm not saying they should. ABC should not do that. But at least have, you know, the willingness to step outside of the framework and fight back even a little bit. That's what Hunter Biden's doing. He says, I'm going to fight back. That's also what Governor Gavin Newsom is doing. He's announcing, over the course of the past week, he's been hyping this up. But today, he is likely announcing a redistricting plan where he is going to punch back against Trump because Trump missed the deadline. We'll talk about that later, but we need to step out of the framework that they create. This reads, Melania Trump demands Hunter Biden retract comments linking her to Jeffrey Epstein. What is up with this awful, litigious administration? I mean, MAGA supporters on Twitter are frothing at the mouth. Johnny MAGA says, Hunter Biden responds to the letter. And he says, F that. Gosh, I hope she takes everything they own. So this Trump supporter is hoping that Melania Trump not only wins the lawsuit, first has to file the lawsuit, then wins it, then takes everything that the Biden family owns. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. As I said earlier, when Hunter Biden said something in that clip, he goes, according to biographer Michael Wolff, meaning Hunter Biden's not making an original claim or putting forth some new claim. His statement is just citing somebody else. So even if the original claim is completely false, it's not wrong to say Michael Wolff wrote in a book that Melania Trump did this. It's like if my producer passed me a note saying we need a video up by noon and the video actually has to go up by midnight, but he gives me noon. And I say, my producer said we need a video up by noon. I'm just quoting my producer, even if the information is wrong. Meaning Hunter Biden's not making an original claim or putting forth some new claim. His statement is just citing somebody else. So even if the original claim is completely false, it's not wrong to say Michael Wolff wrote in a book that Melania Trump did this. It's like if my producer passed me a note saying we need a video up by noon and the video actually has to go up by midnight, but he gives me noon. And I say, my producer said we need a video up by noon. I'm just quoting my producer, even if the information is wrong. So it's really weak to sue somebody like Hunter Biden, not over an original claim they were putting forth, but over them just citing somebody else. But we know that this administration and the Trump family is uniquely litigious. Oh my, here's what really pisses me off. Donald Trump and Melania and Don Jr. and Eric, all of the people in this orbit will relentlessly attack our law system. They'll attack our judicial system, saying it's lawfare, they're being attacked. But the second they get wronged, even slightly, the second they get emotionally scarred by some South Park joke or whatever, they immediately use those very same systems to inflict maximum damage. Donald Trump has spent the past 10 years claiming there has been judicial lawfare against him. Then when the Wall Street Journal posts an article he doesn't like, he sues for billions and billions of dollars, therefore leveraging the exact same systems that he claims not to like. It's really disgusting. And a lot of people always ask, what's the plan? What do we do? Things are grim. And I'm starting to lean towards this. After doing a bunch of meetings and, you know, doing events where I speak to voters, talking to politicians, there's a few words that come to mind. Aggression, conviction, clarity, and power. a few things that we need to work towards. The Democratic Party needs to be more aggressive. Hunter Biden's a really good example. Hunter Biden, Gavin Newsom, aggressive power players in the party. We need to be more aggressive and work with conviction. No beating around the bush. We need to aggressively stand up for the rights of, like, minority groups, for example. Like, trans Americans need to be aggressively stood up for, but we don't also need to confuse or suffocate the average American who doesn't fully understand yet. Like, for example, I have family members who are older, who are in their 70s, and they're quite liberal, but they don't fully understand the way that some social issues like transgender issues have progressed. So I explain it to them, and they listen in good faith, of course. But sometimes I feel like on our side, we can shut down the conversation before it even gets there. Or we're like, what? Grandpa, you don't know the proper pronoun terms? You're done for. It's like, no. Let's have some clarity, some grace for people like this. Let's have conviction in our beliefs. And then from there, we can aggressively stand up for what we think is right. And then this all gets wrapped in policy proposals to make sure we are redistributing wealth and people who are struggling have at least a bare minimum social safety net. But you can't reconsolidate power and protect minorities and do this without first using the aggressive rhetoric that gets you the power. And that seems to be what Republicans have figured out. Either way, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one.
Peace. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.